This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
But yes, isn't Coach Vermeil the best, man?
The best. We were at the Otho Davis dinner last year, and I'm like, I'm ready to run through a wall right now.
Dude.
And we had dinner with him this offseason. I could not be a bigger fan of Coach. And he still had, there's just, and this is one of the things I miss so much from playing. I just miss coaches talking. I miss the motivational, like, daily messaging. Like, there's just something that, like, pushes you when you're a player that, you know, you lose sight of. And when you hear it again, when you hear an old ball coach talk, it just right away gets the goosebumps. And,
there's something with Coach Vermeil especially, though. Yeah. And maybe it's just those coaches who carry extra weight because they've had extra success, and everyone knows that. But with Coach Vermeil, it's almost like it's almost tactile. Like you can feel, it's almost magnetic. It's almost like he puts his hand on your shoulder and it's you can feel the vibes or something.
Oh yeah.
There's a magnetic, emotional experience when you interact with Dick Vermeil.
He's amazing. He's unbelievable.
So it's unprecedented.
Coach Vermeil shortly. Mike Quick will join us around 8:40 today. Jason, let's get your prediction for the season. So we gave ours earlier. We always give a regular season prediction right before the season began. I went 11-6. John, James, and Rhea all went 13-4.
Yeah.
Regular season, 17 games. What are you thinking?
I like that 13-4 number. I think they'll be better than 11 wins. I mean, this is all, obviously, injuries play some factor in all this. But
yeah,
they're playing a very tough schedule. I mean, and the NFC is a lot better. Tampa Bay is better. Washington's better. Detroit, if they're fully healthy, they'll be better. The Rams, barring Stafford being healthy, they should be better. It's for the last few years, the AFC has been clearly the better conference.
Yeah, three or four great teams up there every year, it feels like.
It feels like the NFC is caught up. And there's the Green Bay Packers. I mean, they just got one of the best pass rushers in the league to a team that was already one of the best.
So, and we shouldn't discount a healthy Lions team, man, because I'll tell you this. I know a lot of people listening might not want to hear it. I'll say it. Had a healthy Lions team played a healthy Eagles team, I do not know who would have won the game last year. We can never discount how outstanding Detroit was when healthy.
Detroit was great, and I'll go as far to say Tampa Bay. Like, if they're healthy, too, and they lost Chris Godwin last year, they got a rookie coming up. I think Todd Bowles is the D coordinator. Anyways, the NFC is more loaded than it's been a long time.
Yeah.
So I still think they get the 13-4. I still think they're the most talented team in the NFC, like bar none.
Yep.
But it's not going to be as easy as last year.
Congratulations to our winner who's going to be attending the Eagles game tonight. See the banner ceremony and the Eagles beat Dallas. Jeremy in Edgewater Park. Jeremy, congratulations to you, buddy. He wins the tickets courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. The three winning answers, of course, that we'd given you were Buddy, Dick Vermeil, and Ray Rhodes, the three coaches that I think it's fair to say by far embrace the Eagles-Dallas thing the most. Calls in 1 second. Jason, let's get to the injury thing, because you had referenced it just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
So here's the million-dollar question as I perceive it, because to me there's two things with injury. There's what you can do to give yourself the best chance to prevent them.
Yeah.
And then there's just bad luck that just, it happens. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have the Eagles figured out something that's a secret sauce that has given them an advantage that other teams don't have, because they've been very uninjured the last couple of years? Have they figured something out, or is it just been an unbelievable run of good luck?
It's both. Yeah. There's neither one of those. There's no hard, fast rule to eliminate injuries from the NFL. They're going to happen.
Yeah.
There are things, I think, that the science has indicated will, on average, decrease the amount of soft tissue injuries and things that happen to a football team. And I think the Eagles have always been on the forefront of that, and they've done a better job of navigating what that is, as well as also getting good work and repetition. And that was one thing that we kind of fell to the wayside a couple years back. We were so aggressive in trying to reduce injury that I think, and credit to Nick Sirianni and the Eagles organization, they've now pivoted back to like harder training camps and more reps and yada, yada, yada.
Is that after that year when early in the year a bunch of guys had soft tissue? I think it was Deshaun. I remember there was that week two game. It might have been the Aguilar game when he dropped the passes.
Deshaun,
I think there was a bunch of guys that, anyway.
Deshaun was also 34, 35.
Yeah.
Like, that happens to 34, 35. Yeah. I think, in general, you cannot, there is good luck and bad luck, and that is a big thing that has to do with getting injured in the NFL. But there are laws of averages that I think can be manipulated in how you train and how you prepare and how you operate from a schedule and workload capacity. And I think the Eagles are very much on the forefront of that. So when you combine that with luck, you're getting the types of seasons they had the last couple of years.
And I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
And having said that, they could still, you know, you hurt one wrong person and it makes a big deal.
I mean, look at Tyrese Halliburton and going to NBA. Correct. He gets the game seven, the NBA finals, blows out his Achilles.
I can't remember the last time I've ever seen a devastating injury like that happen in Game 7.
To the best player on a team, I don't ever remember
like
it happening.
Like a guy who willed them all the way there, basically. Like, it was just such a harp.
It was awful. It was awful. And, John, one thing I'll say, and I've noticed your evolution with this on Sirianni. This is my sense of your opinion. So the Eagles obviously approached training camp and preseason different than you did and most did back in the day. And you questioned whether it would work and whether it was making them soft.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's Eagles team was as opposite, as soft as anything I've ever seen. I mean, that was one of the most physically imposing and mentally tough teams I feel like I ever saw.
And they actually asked to have the pads put back on a couple of occasions during the season, which I was really impressed by, and I appreciated a lot. I think it's just the mindset, the makeup of the guys that they bring in, and it's that we – as fans are reaping the rewards, the team, they do more. They put the work in. They are committed to putting the work in, and they really mean it.
Yeah.
You know, like when given the option, they really do the work.
Yeah, no, last year was so tough, man.
I also think it's a product of their defensive coordinator being an old school curmudgeon, hard nose. Like, that guy is embedding in them all of these, you know, philosophies on a daily basis, and they're embodying that. And, you know, I remember when a lot of this shift happened, right? And it happened at a point in my career where it's like, hey, Jason, we don't need you to practice Wednesday. We need you get you to game day. And I'm like, dude, I need to practice Wednesday. I need reps. Like, this isn't – I need to be able to make the calls and do this. And it took a lot for me to get to that point where I was taking reps off on Wednesdays. But as you have success with all those, it becomes easier to make these decisions of let's just do less. Less right here. Less right here. And it got to a point that was so clearly – not the way to operate the team, and the players knew it, Nick knew it, and they pivoted so wonderfully last year. And I think Vic, you got to give him credit, man. I think that guy, and it's not even just the way he calls the game, like his whole personality, I think he fits the city so well, and the team has embraced it for sure.
Well, there you go.
Baby.
Little Taylor Swift for you.
My daughter is obsessed with this song. Obsessed.
It's a great song, man.
What, you're not James?
I am too. It's a great song. Don't get me wrong.
Who is not?
Don't get me wrong.
With that song.
Great song. By the way, happy birthday to Richie. We said it a few times earlier, but if you're just tuning in on your wake up, getting ready for an Eagles game tonight, it is Mr. Richie's 51st birthday. And John, you are an engaged man at the age of 51.
Yes, I am.
So a lot of good stuff happening around here.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about 51.
Yeah, listen, man, 49 to 51 treated you very well. Yeah. Now, 42 to 49, that's a little shaky. There's a lot going on the negative side. Thanks to the crew that came out yesterday behind Beth Air Shopping Center to play hoops with me. I think we had about 12 or 13 people show up, which was awesome. Now, obviously, a tremendous bummer that I rolled my ankle.
And whoever the spy was from Jack's camp that hurt Joe.
Yeah. Who did Spike pay to get out there?
Is that what went down?
Mommy pay. I'm sorry.
I landed on
someone's
foot.
Someone strategically placed themselves under your foot while you were jumping. So you actually had to get off the ground in order to land on someone's
I got skills, man.
You're saying you jumped.
Yeah, I jumped.
Yes, he can jump.
The problem wasn't jumping. The problem was landing. I couldn't believe it. So, you know, you have that shooting pain, you know, and like you have that 2 to 3 seconds where you just feel the pain. And then after about 2 or 3 seconds, I thought, oh, my God, the game's on Tuesday, and this is Wednesday, and I just hurt my ankle. So anyway, now technically, James, as I pointed out earlier, the game has not truly been scheduled for Tuesday.
It's a floating date.
I mean, Jason, if you don't have a gym, which we don't have a gym.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Then like maybe the game, I'm just saying maybe the game won't be on Tuesday. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
You're just doing this to irritate Spike.
It is. I'm doing
this. I have no doubt in my mind.
I'm doing this to try to maximize
mommy,
my chances.
Or mommy, as we like to call
her. Yeah, but I want to maximize my chance to win.
Mommy
Look,
is going to be whining all show today.
Everyone's asking me, can I play Tuesday? Like, I don't know. Simple answer is I don't know. So we'll see. Let's see. I'm going to be in PT.
You actually walked by me in the hallway. Yep. It's black and blue.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not a good gate. I've seen a lot of guys with ankle sprains.
Yeah, a good gate.
Well, again, the limping was not good, but with the black and blue was a bad sign.
That's a fair point, John.
Yeah.
All
right, 215. But anyway, good seeing people, and I appreciate you showing up to play ball. And I'm sorry I couldn't go longer yesterday. Happy birthday to John. Wechter today. We are going to have his plaque
Hall of Famer
officially put up on the wall today. So
it's a double banner day.
Isn't that great?
We got the Eagles Super Bowl banner. And the Joe Wechter
and the Wechter banner. So it's awesome. We, of course, honored Wechter a few months ago, his last day here at WIP. And we've got the plaque in, so it'll go up on the wall later today. And we look forward to that. All right. MVP Jalen Hurts. Well, it was in the Super Bowl. Could it be for the regular season? Certainly could be. Kyle Brandt on the NFL Network made a very compelling case. And he's got three, as he thinks, criteria that typically lead to who wins an award like MVP. And I actually think he makes a really good case. Like, take, for instance, players like Jordan, who didn't win it as often as they should. And part of the reason is sometimes someone else has a better story, like Karl Malone on a certain year. Maybe you got more regular season wins. Well, he didn't. Like, when Jordan had 69 wins and still didn't win MVP because it was three less wins than the prior year, that's a crock. But storylines play into MVP. Yeah. And Kyle Brandt made a very compelling case yesterday.
That's why I'm concerned about Josh Allen winning it.
Well,
he
could
just won it.
No, Josh Lamar, won, Lamar it. Won it.
No,
right?
No, Josh Allen last year. Josh Allen just won it. Yeah,
that's
why. One of the reasons that.
My fault.
And by the way, I have predicted MVP on this show multiple times as well. I think Jalen Hurts is winning the MVP this year.
Well, I'll say this, James. You never said it as compelling as Kyle Brandt. Listen to this audio. This is yesterday on the NFL Network.
Last year, I correctly predicted the NFL MVP, and I'm not bragging about it. I just stick to a very, very simple formula, which I'm going to follow today. Okay? Wins, stats, story. You have to have all three. So for my MVP in 2025, the wins, not worried about that at all. The wins will not be a problem. The numbers. Now, the numbers are interesting because much focus is cast upon the numbers that my MVP doesn't have and he won't have. The numbers 1 through 5 on some who gives a damn top 5 list. 1 through 5, 1 through 10, 1 through 100. This guy dominates weeks 1 through 23. That's what I care about. Those are his best numbers, and the numbers on the field will follow. So what about the story? I got a story. I will tell you of a story of a man who conquers the world only to be criticized for how he did it. A story of a man who stands on the mountain only to be chided for not doing enough. A man whose game the league itself moves to outlaw. The classic story will read like this. The NFL's best player leads the NFL's best team. Are you listening to me? These are the facts. They are indisputable. Many will not like it. And that's why I love it. This is the truth. And the truth hurts. E-A-G-L-E-S-M-V-P. Put that in your list.
Pretty good case. It really is.
And he ripped, for those right? who didn't see Very it, good. He rips his like shirt off and he has a Hurts jersey. When he goes, the truth hurts, he pulls his shirt off and he's wearing a Hurts jersey. It's awesome.
It's pretty good stuff.
Kyle can deliver a freaking promo like nobody else, man. I love listening to those. And he brings up a great case. I think Jalen.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
By a large majority of the national media is not given the credit as being in that tier. And if the stats dictate
full,
the wins,
full disclosure, yeah. I do not have him in that tier.
So if the stats and the numbers dictate that, he is going to be much higher, like talked about, especially coming off of a Super Bowl season. And, you know, he has the ability to do it.
He has a sympathetic
he has the talent around him, and he has the ability in himself to make that happen. And, you know, I think that he has been doubted for so much in his career. And I think any player that, you know, sees that and a guy continually overcome that and operate in the biggest moments of his career.
Yeah.
I mean, he's outperformed the best quarterback of this generation in both of the biggest
consistently.
Games. Yeah, he did. He did twice. Yeah, he did.
So, you know, I think. I'm very excited for the year, and I hope Kyle Brandt's right. He missed one other thing. He did say the three criteria. That he missed the other criteria, which is that you have to be a quarterback. Because if it was just on wins and stats, Saquon would have got it, right?
You know what, Jason? I got to say.
I'm fine with it. It's a quarterback-driven league and whatnot, but.
I still can't believe Saquon didn't win that thing. And I'm watching this Cowboys documentary. It's pretty good on the NFL Network, and they show how, you know, Emmitt wins it in 93, and Emmitt deserved it in 93. Like, this whole notion that it's got to be a quarterback is a crock. Yeah, it's just a crock.
A guy comes that close to breaking the record, only reason he doesn't break it is because they rest him in the last week of the season, and. I think anybody watching the games, like the way he iced games, even in down the stretch, like it wasn't even just a dominant performance the whole game. It was like he would score like a 60-yard touchdown to win the game multiple games. Like it was mind-blowing. But, that's the way it goes.
All right, let's talk to Mike, giving us a shout on this Eagles game day. Mike, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, everybody. What a day.
You fired up? You better be fired up, Mike.
Dude, I am so fired. I'm actually sick, home in bed, working from home today, and I am rallying. I'm going to urgent care soon. I'm like, Doc, hit me up with everything you got. I got plans tonight, baby. And yes, I will be consuming alcohol with whatever you give me. I'm just letting you know right now.
Good man. Yeah. Make sure it's garage beer.
Of course.
Hey, we don't discriminate. Whatever you want.
There you go.
Hey, Richie, happy birthday. Listen.
Thanks, bud.
I hope Van Summeren has 3 touchdowns for you tonight, buddy, okay?
Well, that'd be something, wouldn't it? I do think we're going to see a little fullback tonight. I believe
I actually
there
checked
will
the odds
something.
For Van Summeren touchdown tonight. 33-1 odds.
I don't know.
You can make
it.
Dallas
has a fullback, don't they?
Yeah.
That's definitely a staple, I feel like, of Schottenheimer's deal. But
they definitely have one.
Okay. Yeah. I hope.
Mike, go ahead, man.
So listen, I'm also 13-4. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, reel myself in, but the fact is, we're just that damn good. I'm sorry. We're just that good. And, you know, Joe, whatever concerns you have on the defensive side of the ball, I look at Vic Fangio, I'm going, Vic's going to figure it out.
No, it's not that simple, Mike. Vic Fangio's been a coordinator in this league a long time. He didn't have the number one defense every year. I love him. I respect him. But players got to play. And let's not kid ourselves, man.
Joe,
they lost a lot. They lost a lot, and I don't think they'll be as good defensively.
You know what, Joe? You know what I think? I think you are still attached to what being an Eagles fan was for the last, 40-something years. Like, you're still triggered.
Yeah, but, Mike, remember 2 years ago, man, they lost 5 starters and at the end of the year couldn't stop anybody. I'm just saying. Look, I'm not telling you they're going to fall apart like that. I'm not saying that. But they were historically elite last year. I expect a pretty decent drop-off. I really do. Like, if you told me right now the Eagles defense finishes 7th in pro football, I would take that. I'd be happy with that.
But Joe, I mean, I guess that's where I'm going. Like, yeah, okay, fine. If we drop off, what are we going to be, the 4th best defense?
Oh, that's where you want to see the offense be better in the passing game to help overcome that difference.
And I have all the confidence in the world that we have the full gamut of talent of every single side of the ball. Like, I mean, I still don't see major weakness. I mean, if I have one thing I'm really concerned about, I'm like, okay, AJ's hamstring. Let's see what that looks like. Other than that,
they're a loaded team. Mike, give me an answer. Who would you like tonight, if they chose someone that's not an Eagle to unfurl that banner, who would you want it to be?
I would so love to see the look on Chris Sims' face unreleasing that banner.
Chris Sims.
I hate unfurl. I like that.
That's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. All right, let's play some audio of the ditty. So this was, I don't even remember when it was. We've had Ray on a few different times. So he talked about the possibility of this offense evolving. Interesting commentary from Ray. Listen to something he said.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about just the numbers, I don't expect him to do 2,000 again. But I think the offense is going to be a little bit different because teams will now be playing the Eagles differently than they did a year ago. And they come into every game fully expecting and respecting what Saquon can do. But to me, that's going to open up opportunities for Jalen Hurts in the passing game. I don't think they're going to come a predominantly passing team because that's not what they are. But I think they'll throw it more this year, and I think they'll throw it more effectively. I don't expect Saquon to hit 2,000 again, but I don't think he has to hit 2,000 for them to go back to the Super Bowl. You know, I think if he has, I heard some of the numbers you guys were bouncing back and forth, 1,500, 1,600. Is that doable? Yeah, maybe. But I don't think he has, I think some people think, well, he has to replicate what he did last year for this team to go back and win another Super Bowl. And I don't. But now I expect him to have a big year. But statistically, I don't expect him to do 2,000 again.
Yeah, I think all that makes a lot of sense from Ray's point.
Jason, making sense. Very
typical. That's what he does, right? That's what he does.
Exactly. So could you tell in the Super Bowl, did Kansas City load the box more than other teams had?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's what Spags has done to try and stop the run. And I think that, you know, that game got out of hand so quickly that it's really hard to look at that and kind of get anything out of it other than we were just so much more talented.
But what was notable is it was like the one time Saquon got nothing going.
Yeah, well, I think that they definitely, their game plan, without knowing for sure, was definitely to stop Saquon Barkley in the
and
run game.
And the key is Jalen beat him.
And, you know, listen, Jalen has he's executed really well against Spags in the air now twice in the Super Bowl. He did it the first time around, too. He threw the ball all over the place.
And beat him in KC in 2023.
Yes, yes. I mean, we weren't as dominant offensively in that game. We still won, but it wasn't like those two Super Bowl games where it was like, this dude was lights out.
Right.
I think... Ray brings up a really good point. You have to continue evolving. And this is just in general. On offense and on defense, you're going to have to do this. You have to continue evolving. One of the things that allows you to go to a Super Bowl and win it is having great players. Another one is being healthy. And another thing is like you kind of doing some things on a cutting edge from a schematic and scheme standpoint. All three of those things have to be combining, in my opinion, in order to achieve a Super Bowl. Everything they did last year has been dissected. All the teams in the NFL offenses are trying to replicate the things that the Eagles had success with, and every defense is trying to figure out how to stop those things. And this year, they've had much more attention allocated towards this team over the last 9-8 months than they've ever had. So they're going to get a much different type of focus on how to defend them, and they're going to have to evolve. And part of that is going to be, teams are now going to do anything they can to stop Saquon Barkley. And Ray's bringing up a great point that usually opens up things on the back end. So that's one of the things with this team. Listen, you want to play quarters or shell and, you know, give us, 4 or 5 yards a pop, we'll take it. You're going to stack the box or blitz and try and shut down the run. We have 2-3 guys on the perimeter that can expose any type of one-on-one matchup you have. So this offense is as balanced as possible. And, obviously Petullo, first year as a play caller, very much looking forward to seeing what that looks like. He's been a tremendous coach since being in Philadelphia, but that's a unique thing in itself. It's going to be an exciting thing to watch take place, especially to start the season.
Yeah, let's go to Kenny right now. Mike Quick in about 5 minutes. Kenny, good morning.
Balance up! I hate them so much! I can't wait to embarrass them! To kick their butts. I can't wait to see Jerry Jones' fifth face fall when we lower that banner. I can't wait just to have the tailgate. I'm heading down right now. I just can't wait. Love you, Jason. I can't wait.
By the way,
yeah, baby.
The best line, Kenny, was Jerry Jones' fifth face.
It's actually his seventh, but he was counting.
Very strong.
That's good.
Oh, my God. You know, I surprised my son that he didn't know I'm pulling him out of school to take him to the game.
That is a commitment, by the way. Let me say this: when the game's not till 8:30, and you have your kid not go to school, that is a tremendous commitment to Eagles football.
A commitment to truancy or football.
Holy
or both.
Mackerel! I'll say this: my mom would not have let me get away with that.
Me neither.
Holy smokes!
No, they had their back-to-school night last night, and I told the teachers, and not one of them said a word to me except, that's awesome, do it. So I even got permission. So, I'm a 6-year-old man. I'm 2 hours sleep. I could not fall asleep, and then I'm so excited. I don't know what it is about the Eagles. I mean, just think back to when you were 5 years old.
Yeah, I know.
And you couldn't sleep the night before Christmas. And that's what, this is the adult Christmas for all of us. And it gets to be against Dallas. I hate Dallas so much. I can't wait for this game.
I love it.
I can't wait to
Kenny, who should do who should do the banner? Non-Eagle do the banner. Who do you got?
The guy sitting right next to you, man.
Someone who's never played for the Eagles or coached.
Oh, never played for the Eagles?
Yeah, or coached or owned. None of that stuff.
Nah, you know what?
That's all right. All right.
I'm just,
Listen, you know, I don't care about the players not being out there. They had their ceremony with the ring. Tonight's our ceremony for the fans.
All right, Kenny. Good to hear from you as always. James, what do you got in there?
Yeah, some interesting Adam Schefter news. 2 minutes ago, he tweeted out, one team that made a strong play this summer to try and trade for all-pro linebacker Micah Parsons was none other than the Philadelphia Eagles, per league sources.
Doesn't surprise me.
The Eagles called the Cowboys to see if they could acquire Parsons and bring him back to Pennsylvania. The Cowboys had no interest in trading Parsons in the division, especially the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles.
There's nothing about that tweet that surprised me.
One bit.
Nothing. I mean, why wouldn't the Eagles make a push?
Yeah, they should.
All right, so Jason, final couple minutes here before Mike joins us in 4 minutes. Let's do a couple quick hitters with you. Were you surprised by the Parsons trade?
Yeah. If I wouldn't have had all the lead up to it, yes. But I think as it all continued to evolve publicly in such epic fashion, and it clearly became something of egos, which is such a crappy way, especially for a fan base to have to be victim of. But no, now I'm not surprised. If it would have happened, you know, without any of the lead up, I would have been absolutely surprised.
All right, NFC, greatest threat to the Eagles in the conference: Green Bay, Detroit, Washington, or someone else?
I think Tampa.
Really?
I think Tampa is very good. And I think Tampa has matched up well with Philadelphia in the past. Now, when we have A.J. Brown, A.J. has offered Todd has been more hesitant to do some of the things to shut down the run and stack the box. But Tampa Bay is a sneaky good team. They were very good last year before Godwin and Mike Evans started getting hurt. They very closely almost beat Washington, and I think that would have been a harder matchup for us. Washington was nowhere near as talented as us. Tampa Bay has some horses. So I think of the teams you just mentioned, I'd probably go Tampa, maybe Green Bay now that they have Micah.
Yep.
We'll see how that evolves. But
Rams, you're not as concerned?
I like Jared Verse. I like Stafford a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like they're kind of missing something still. But, listen, all these teams can compete. I think if you were to put a gun to my head, the two teams I would say would be Tampa Bay and Detroit. Those feel like the two rosters that are talented enough in the NFC to compete with us.
Do the Eagles?
The other ones feel like they're good teams, but they're not as deep.
I can't believe the offensive coordinator for the offensive coordinator for the Lions is now John Morton, who was the wide receiver coach for the Raiders way back when I was playing in Oakland. I think Ben Johnson now being the head coach in Chicago
it could hurt them.
Really going to hurt the Detroit Lions.
It might. Really might.
I'm excited to watch it. That's the first Monday night game I'm doing is the Chicago game opened up, and that's one that I cannot wait.
That's going
to
be amazing.
Yeah. Good for you, man. Two final things here with Jason, and then Mike Quick in a moment. Do the Eagles enter the season, the coaching staff thinking, we're going to lean on Saquon a little bit less to preserve him?
I think that they will. They probably will be thinking that. I think at the end of the day, they're going to resort to whatever allows them to win games and have success. I think in a perfect world, you want Saquon healthy all year round. And the reality is less attempts. And we just talked about laws of average. It will probably lead to a less chance of injury, even though that can happen at any moment. But I also think that at the end of the day, they're going to do whatever they can to win games. And if that includes running with Jalen Hurts and giving Saquon the ball, they're going
to
do that.
All right, final thing. I'm just looking to pump up the Delaware Valley. Jason Kelce, in the words of Hank Williams from Monday Night Football, are you ready for some football?
Are you ready for some football? Yeah, absolutely. Let's go, baby.
Jason, stay well, man. We look forward to having Jason in studio with us every Thursday, 7:30 to about 8:30. Jason, love having you in here, my man. I'm glad you had a great offseason. It's going to be they got a heck of a team. It's going to be a great ride one way or another again this year. And we're so happy to have you as part of it, man.
Heck yeah. Thanks for having me back. Can't wait. Let's go, Birds!
All right, there it is. Coming up in 1 minute, we go from one great Eagle, Jason Kelce, to another, Mike Quick. Mike Quick joins us in just 1 minute.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. We've seen their operation. We've done our broadcast from their headquarters. the people, the technology, it's all so impressive. So if you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leaders for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything: mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Well, it's not just another season of Eagles football. It's another season of Merrill and Mike Eagles football. Merrill, Mike, and of course Devin on the sidelines as the Philadelphia Eagles. Don't tell them, but I'll tell you. The defending champions.
Don't tell them.
Hey, Milata, if you're listening, getting ready for tonight. I didn't say it. AI me said it, all right? Don't get mad at me.
Is it too late for me to dump it? I'm sorry. I should have dumped it, guys.
All right, so tonight we obviously celebrate last year, but really much more than that. We get ready for 3 hours tonight where I do expect the Philadelphia Eagles fairly easily to handle the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I don't take it for granted because Dallas could be better than we think, and certainly Dak Prescott has done some good things in his career, but I think the Eagles should win and cover that spread tonight. And to talk about the game that he will announce sitting next to the great Merrill Reese will be the great Mike Quick. Mike, so happy to have you back for another season with us, my man. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody. How's everyone?
We're good. Super. I mean, other than the fact I turned my ankle yesterday, 6 days before playing Fritz, and I forgot.
Are you coming up with an excuse?
I gave you a fact, not an excuse.
It's an explanation, not an excuse.
And there was no analysis in there. It was just
Is lame synonymous? Are you coming up lame?
Lame.
By the way, Mike, I forgot to ask Jason. I had it on my list, and it's hard to squeeze it all in. What advice he'd give me on the turned ankle? What advice, Mike, would you give me? The game, if it still happens in 5 days, is in 5 days. What do I do?
Suck it up.
That's one that give part it to of him, this Mike. Whole contest. Isn't funny. That part of the whole wear and tear of the contest?
Yeah, like, but this you have was to deal with this? But this was nothing about being a 47-year-old. I mean, I could have done this at 27. I could have done it. All I right. did at
and,
17.
And
I would turn
and
my
it
ankle.
It would be easier for you to deal with if you were 27.
Yeah. All right, Mike, let's get to it. Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. Let's just start with before the game starts. What do you think of the decision to not watch the banner ceremony? Players in the locker room, where would you want to be as a player?
In the locker room. There's nothing good that comes out of players standing there watching the banner drop. I don't get why. I mean, I get it for all of us, for the fans, for the pageantry, but I don't see how that helps players to stand there and watch the banner drop.
Right.
It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's Cowboys week. It's pro football is back. You don't need any more than that. That's all the icing you need on this cake.
Who's the best safety to line up next to Reed Blankenship, Mike?
Huh. That's a real good question. I don't think Dave quite figured that out yet. I think eventually it's going to be Drew Macuba. I think eventually that's who it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And I think right now it's between he and Sidney Brown. I think that's the way they're looking at it. But just based on the playmaking ability of Macuba, I think he will eventually be that guy.
So much is made of, you know, what's going on in our secondary. This Dallas secondary we're about to face, I mean, Deron Bland just got paid. They got Trevon Diggs, who's back and going to play. They got Malik Hooker, yep, who's, a playmaker. How good is the Dallas secondary? How do our wideouts match up against those guys? I know our wideouts are all world, but those guys are pretty darn good over there, aren't they?
Yeah, if Diggs is 100%, Diggs is a problem. He's a ball hawk, one of the best in the league at taking the ball away. They have a very good secondary. They have guys that really do well coming down in the box and playing in run defense.
Yeah, complete.
Donovan Wilson, I remember how well Donovan Wilson played against us last year, coming down in the box and stopping and you know, really good on the tight ends. They have a good defense. Now with Matt Eberflus, I don't know exactly what to expect, but I think what they'll do is try and keep everything in front of them, try not to let our guys get deep on them because, you know, our guys are really good at getting deep on people. A.J. Brown's mm-hmm. one of the best in the league at getting deep on people. They don't want to see A.J. Brown in man coverage, so I'm expecting to see a lot of zone and forcing the Eagles to just slowly move the ball down the field rather than giving up big plays. I think that's mm-hmm. what Eberflus wants to do.
Wouldn't that be great if we saw checkdowns to the back? I mean, this it really does set up, if they're going to be dropping to zones, check it down to Saquon, check it down to Saquon.
Well, and I'll just say to this, I think Saquon's number was 33 catches last year. It was somewhere in there. I'd like to see that number go up. I mean,
it absolutely should.
It should be more than two a game. I mean, it really should be.
I think it will.
I think it will. Just really, based on what I watched during training camp, I think the passing game to the running back is going to be a much bigger factor in mm-hmm. this season.
Me too. So, the how concerned should we be about their new addition in the big trade, Kenny Clark?
Well, Kenny Clark is inside. He's one of the toughest guys that this league has right now. Three-time Pro Bowler. He is one of the top interior defenders. So you have to be concerned about him. He can move people. He can get into your backfield. He can cause a lot of problems. He and Osa lined up beside one another, that's a very good combination. So with Adigi Zua, Kenny Clark, in the middle of that defense, you might want to go other places with the ball.
Wow. So on other side of things, our defensive front, these edge guys, not Nolan Smith or Jalix Hunt, how confident are you that they're going to actually get somewhere, get penetration, get quarterbacks on the ground?
So that's the part that we have to learn. If these guys can do what Josh Sweat did, if these guys can do what BG did.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
I know that they both can rush the passer, but there's a whole lot more that goes into that, John, and you know that. Can they set the edge? Can they be good run defenders? Can they? And there are a lot of unknowns. You look at the offense, you're coming back pretty much everybody intact. Defensively, there's some question marks that will start to be answered tonight.
Yeah, there's no question. So Mike, let's, and Mike Quick with us as he will be, James, every Wednesday typically?
Wednesday, correct.
Okay, but Thursday today is as we get Mike on before the season starts. Mike, let's talk about what they lost and who the biggest loss is. So Slay, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham, what was a healthy N'Kobe Dean, CJ GJ. Which one, in your opinion, is the most impactful loss that the Eagles suffered this offseason?
So I would think I might be contrary to most, but I think it could be Slay. You know, this pass defense was so good last year, and it was really because both those corners were so solid. You really couldn't beat those two corners. And Slay did a lot of things that this defense is going to miss. I just think, you know, up front, you're going to have guys that can create problems. But on the back end, if you don't have that corner opposite Quinyon, if you don't have a guy step up and firmly play that role, then you're going to have some problems.
Yeah.
How hard is it to do what we are hearing Quinyon might be asked to do this year, follow the top receiver from other teams around? How tough is that?
Yeah, I think that's tough, and I think it's going to be a hard assignment. I'm hoping that someone else emerges as a guy that can hold down that other side so that you don't have to do that. Take, for instance, like Dallas. Okay, if you think CD is the main guy and you want to take CD away, where is he going to be? Because he's in the slot so much. They can put him outside. They can motion him. They can do so many things with him to make it difficult for you to travel with him. And teams will do that. It's going to be hard to just find the guy wherever he is and stay with the one particular guy. You're better off if you can play a side and hold that side down.
Mike, let's talk about Jahad Campbell, who I think we all know the Eagles would not have gotten if he didn't have an injury concern entering the draft, but he's ready to he's ready to go for week one. So that has worked out really well. Forget what he'll be 3 to 5 years from now, what he becomes. Let's talk about what he'll be tonight. Early part of his career, what do you think he will – so obviously there's going to be impact, splash plays, athleticism. How much as an inside linebacker will he struggle with the nuances of the game at the pro level as a rookie in his first game? What does he present week one, game one of his career?
Joe, if teams aren't trying to target him to try and get him to test his eye discipline, to try and see what he has, can he cover, can he do all the things that you have to do at that position, then they're not doing what they should do. He's a young guy. He's extremely talented. I think he's going to make a lot of plays for us. I think he's going to be a phenomenal player. But he's young, he's green, and he should be tested by other teams. I don't think the tests are going to go well because I just think he's that good. But I think he's a playmaker, and from the start, he's going to make plays.
I think tonight
he'll make plays.
Yeah, go ahead and test him. He'll take it right back on you. I'm so confident.
I think he'll be eye-popping even tonight.
Yep.
Mike, do you think Cooper DeJean's days as the punt returner are over with Britt and Covey back on the team unless they're in a heck of a pinch?
Come on, man. 2 years ago, Britt Covey was the best in the league. So
I love him. I hear you. I agree.
He's here for one reason.
Yeah. I love that they got him back.
And you don't want to have Cooper doing that. You know, right. Cooper is a valuable
this
piece
is much
of
better.
The 11 starters on the defensive side, and that's really where you want him.
Yeah.
Mike, calling the game. I asked this to Merrill this week. I'll ask it to you. So you're an extremely confident guy. I mean, my guy, you're one of the most confident guys I know. But do you get nervous for game one, or put another way, do you get more nervous as an announcer for game one than once you've settled into the regular season?
I get nervous for every game. I'm always like, so I do all my work, all my prep, and so that I'm comfortable in what I know, but I get nervous before every game. And until we get into the flow, I'm nervous. I have to calm down. That first 5 minutes or so, I'll start to calm down, but initially, yeah, I'm nervous.
Yeah, makes sense. Mike, let me ask you the same question I asked Jason Kelce an hour ago. The Dallas Cowboys are average, above average, or below average?
They're just average and maybe slightly below average.
John, do you agree with that, John? What do you think the answer to that is?
Below average. I think they've been mismanaged to a degree that they're slightly below average.
I'll say this. They're going to have a lot of guys prove that they're as good as some of their former players used to be. Because let's remember, prior to last year, they'd gone 12-5 three straight years. I know they didn't do anything in the postseason. But when you go 36-15 in three regular seasons in a row, it's pretty freaking good.
But Dak is older, and he was not good before he got injured last year. He was getting picked off left and right.
And he's had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, he slowed down.
Yeah. Listen, go ahead, Mike.
John's right. They have been grossly mismanaged. Mm-hmm. This is a team that they've had talent, but they've never been able to put it together. And because of the interference of their GM, I don't know if they'll ever get it together as long as he's the GM.
I totally agree with you. Exactly. All right, Mike, let's do what we've been doing with every guest this week, which is their prediction for the season. Mike Quick's regular season win total for the Philadelphia Eagles is what, Mike?
So it's not going to be 14 again. I think 12 is a really good number, and that gets you into the postseason, and then it gets fun.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going with 12.
12-5, I think, is a very reasonable total. I mean, it's a tough schedule, and they'll probably have more injuries. But, look, it is possible they have figured out some secret sauce with this injury thing because they've been pretty smooth a couple years in a row now. All right, Mike, we love having you on the show. We're proud to have you part of the program again every what will typically be Wednesdays in the fall. Have a great call with you and Merrill tonight, and thanks so much for joining the show today, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, there he is. The great Mike Quick. We love having him on the show. By the way, Devin texted me because I reached out to her earlier and said, what is your prediction? I wanted to get her number on the record. And she says, James, that's good. And she says, she says,
nice job.
That's really good.
She says 11-6. So everybody that we have asked this week is between 11-6 and 13-4. The 13s are John, Rhea, and Jason Kelce, and James Seltzer. The 12s are Jaws, Sheil, Ross, and Mike Quick. And the 11s are me, Devin, and Elliot. All right, Dick Vermeil, I believe we're going to talk to him either in the 9 o'clock hour or tomorrow. Actually, I'm sorry, tomorrow. We had, fault, I'm getting my brain confused. We had miscommunication with Coach Vermeil, so that's why he did not join us earlier. Just miscommunication. We apologize for that. Apologize to Coach Vermeil because we didn't certainly mean to make it sound like he knew he was going to be on. It did not get to him for him to know that he was going to be on. So I think no Coach Vermeil today, I think. But anyway, it certainly was not his fault.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.